Subpart titled Bug Key Function, part of Chapter 8, Communicating Aids, begins on page 35. Bug Key Function. The built-in electronic keyer also can be used as a semi-automatic key. Semi-automatic keys are also known as bugs. When this function is on, dots are generated in the normal manner by the electronic keyer. Dashes, however, are manually generated by the operator by holding the key paddle closed for the appropriate length of time for each dash. To switch this function on, access menu number 22 and select on. The default is off. Note, when the bug key function is on, CW message memory, which is the next section, cannot be used. Continuing now, in that subpart, CW message memory, this transceiver has three memory channels for storing CW messages. Each memory channel can store approximately 50 characters. These memory channels are ideal for storing contest exchanges that you want to send repeatedly. Stored messages can be played back to check message content or for transmitting. The electronic keyer has a function that allows you to interrupt playback and manually inject your own keying. To switch this function on, access menu number 28 and select on. The default is off. The electronic keyer also can repeatedly play back the message that you stored. To switch this function on, access menu number 23 and select on. The default is off. For repetitive message playback, you can change the interval between each series of messages. Use menu number 24 and select the time in the range of 0 to 60 seconds. Note, point, this function cannot be used when the bug key function is on. Point, operating the keyer paddle with menu number 28 off cancels message playback. Even if message playback does not stop because of your keying start timing, you can cancel playback by pressing CLR. Subpart. Storing CW messages. There are 6 points to contend with here. 1. Press CW slant FSK to select CW mode. Point CW appears. 2. If Vox is visible, press Vox. Point. Vox disappears. 3. Press REC. Now, for the listener, we haven't talked about REC much before. The REC shares the function with the number 5 numeral on the digital pad. The display shows fast CP. 4. Press CH1, CH2, or CH3 to select a memory channel. Now, that's another set of buttons we haven't discussed much before. CH1 shares the numeral 1, CH2, the numeral 2, CH3, the numeral 3 on the keypad. The illustration shows CP1. 5. Begin sending using the keyer pad. Point, the message you send is stored in memory. 6. To complete the message storage, press REC or CLR. Point, when the memory becomes full, recording automatically stops. Note, while not operating the keyer paddle after pressing a memory channel button, a pause is stored in the channel. Subpart, checking CW messages without transmitting. There are 3 points to cover. 1. Press CW/FSK to select CW mode. Point, CW appears. 2. If Vox is visible, press Vox. Point, Vox disappears. Just as a quick reminder, the Vox button is the third button down on the left in the upper left corner cluster. 3. Press CH1, CH2, or CH3 to select the channel that has the desired message stored. Again, a reminder. CH1, CH2, CH3 correspond to the numerals on the keypad as a multifunction key. Point, the message is transmitted. Point, to transmit the messages stored in the other channels in sequence, press the corresponding channel buttons during playback. Up to 3 channels can be queued at the same time. Point, to interrupt transmission, press clear. 4. If send is pressed in step 2, press send again to return to receive mode. This completes the 2 subsections. First one was bug key function, and the second was CW message memory. Part of Communicating Aids, Chapter 8, and also completes the Chapter 8 on page 35.